There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Can I drive? I'll drive.
No, I'm driving.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Sam, I'll come.
I'm driving.
Oh, well, I'm not coming with you.
Why?
Mate, because I've seen you driving.
No, I'm all right on my way.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, Pete's going to be passing princess.
No, Sam, I'll drive.
I'm driving.
You can, then you can do all your TikTok.
No, I'm driving.
No, you can be on your
phone. I am driving.
Though he's a really bad driver.
Which is why I'm driving.
He's nervous.
I need to learn.
He's nervous. He's hesitant.
Yeah. I'm not f***ing hesitant.
No, you're...
Pete, I'm just a Parker. Well, and if you're just joining us, by the way, this is the start of the bonus episode. That was Pete slacking off my driving because we got to drive somewhere tomorrow and insisting on Pete taking the wheel.
So this could be the last ever bonus episode. Hesitant Harry over there may kill
Hesitant
us,
Harry!
May kill us on the way to something tomorrow because he's such an awful driver.
On that note, welcome to Staying Relevant, the bonus episode hosted by two best friends, Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson.
I will not be drinking, but I will be swearing. If you don't like it, go f*** yourself. Now, this is the bonus episode, which means that this is Thursday, so you'll be able to watch this on YouTube on Sunday. Monday's main episode you'll be able to watch tomorrow on YouTube, which is Friday. That means you can catch us every...
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. We now look like we're doing this against our will.
They've really
and
had...
And it's like, fuck, you know what? You know those parents? You know those, like, the families on YouTube
I'm
families?
I'm a pushy parent.
Who literally go, we'll do it again! Yeah, do it again.
Yeah, they've really had enough of my shit. But I'm going to carry on because you like it.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C, and YouTube as well at Staying Relevant. All the clips go out.
What a strange way for you to do that.
What do you mean?
Well, you just did it as if we'd forgotten and we were about to go straight into
forgotten.
Something else. Yeah, you literally stopped me. I thought something I'd forgotten something then. You just went straight. I enjoyed it. This is the bonus episode, which means it's all about you. So we need your stories and fucking questions and whatever crap you want to fucking send us. Remember, if you are going to do this, please make them interesting. So send them in to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Right, let's crack the fuck on with the first letter.
This one's from Millie.
This is from Millie, and the subject is embarrassing massage, which seems to be a theme here.
Fuck hell, Sam, so many masseuses.
Sam, would you like to take this one?
I would, thank you, Pete.
No worries, Samuel. Lovely toweling shirt.
It's a bit itchy, actually, weirdly.
I did wonder why you kept rubbing your breasts.
Yeah, it's really itchy. I'm a bit sweaty, but it soaks up the sweat quite nicely, actually, as well.
Cool. Remember, it's a podcast.
Sorry. Okay, here we go. This is from Millie. Subject, embarrassing massage, which Pete's already said. Hi, Sam and Pete.
Who's it from?
It's from Millie.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd already said that as well.
Hi, Sam and Pete. I actually love your podcast and can't wait to come to your show on the 8th of September.
The Apollo, baby.
In brackets, me and my friends are travelling from Sheffield.
Sheffield, baby.
I saw an advertisement for a cheap hot stone massage.
Massage, baby.
I'd never had a massage before, and because it was only £12, I thought I might as well book it. I walked into the treatment room and the woman told me to get undressed and put my clothes on the chair in the corner. The woman left the room and I did just that. However, on the chair was a black long cardigan. I assumed that it was I was supposed to put it on so she didn't have to walk in on me completely topless. I noticed the cardigan smelled nice, like it had been sprayed with perfume, but I didn't think much of it. I waited for a few minutes on the bed, then the woman knocked, walked back in and said, I think you're wearing my cardigan. I literally wanted to die. I didn't even know why I thought it was for me to wear. I just apologised. She went ahead with the massage. Understandably, I haven't been for a massage since.
Millie, I have got a couple of things to discuss. Firstly, where do you get a £12 massage? Because I don't think they've been £12 for about 40 years.
It's happy endings for a thing.
I don't know a massage that you get for less than about 30 quid, even if you are from Sheffield. but yeah, £12 massage, I can't imagine it goes down well. What was it for, 12 for a minute? What was it? I don't understand. Secondly, why, if you were going for a massage, would the thing you get to put on be a cardigan?
See, this is where I back you up, Millie.
Why?
Because I feel like I've put robes on before. And if it was a big cardigan...
No, but logic will tell you that you don't go for a massage. You must have been for a massage before and go, oh, lovely, a woolen cardigan for me to just pop on. Come on.
You do have to put on those really see-through briefs, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on, like, on a serious note, I am struggling. I am struggling with a lot of our audience, I'm going to be honest with you, for a number of reasons. It worries me, firstly, that our audience seem to be a sandwich short of a picnic.
That's a fucking good saying!
It's like...
A pickle short of a burger.
But
gherkin.
Then,
gherkin.
But then I understand that you probably all relate with that. Because Sam is very much of, he seems to agree with a lot of the stupidness that you bring to our lives. I would like to just put a call out to anyone that listens who has sort of the intelligence that is anywhere above amoeba level would be fabulous.
It's amoeba.
It's a one-celled organism.
Oh, right.
If you could just pop along and just say hello.
Pop along.
Just
hi.
Just so that you can resurrect my faith in our listeners, because some of you are fucking morons.
Yeah, but we live a pretty relaxed life. You know, we get along with things. Things are easy.
I'm just like a cardigan.
Well, do you know what? Actually, do you know what I like about this as well is that, bless her, she's obviously double thought halfway through because she's put the cardigan on and going, that smells like someone's worn it.
Let me tell you something. If you double think something, you're probably right with your first instinct.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and pop that cardigan back down again.
You sent a message in and we couldn't be a podcast without messages. So that's what matters the most.
And also, I do feel like now some of you quite like me taking the piss out of you. Yeah. And if you don't, tough.
And also, by the way, every single letter we get is real. That's why Pete calls them out, because some of them are shit. So we basically take the good, the bad and the ugly.
But on a serious note, Millie, I'm not going to be as harsh about that. I think you're a bit of a donut. But actually quite enjoyed the email.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
An immobiliser.
Now, we haven't had one of these... sorry?
An amoebian.
Imodium?
No, an amoebrium. What did you just say?
Amoeba.
An amoeba.
Yeah, not an immobiliser. You have that on a car.
I feel like an amoeba is, though. Do you remember that? What was that thing that used to bounce around?
Flubber.
Flubber. Yeah, like a flubber. Great fucking movie, that, wasn't it? Flubber. Loved Flubber. Yeah, that and the Powerpuff Girls is a great time. Yeah.
So next up, and we haven't had one of these for a while, is a dilemma.
Oh, here we go.
Buckle up.
Strap in.
And this dilemma is from CJ, which is a lovely way to spell CJ, actually, because it's not just the letters CJ, it's C-E-J-A-Y.
Nice.
Nice. Well done, CJ.
Good name.
Hiya, boys. I came to your Plymouth show and it was amazing.
Yay!
Lots of laughs, and the fact I touched Sam's arm will stay with me forever.
I know who you are! because you are, you went, I touched his arm. I remember this really well. And that's when security dragged me out.
CJ, the start of this is creepy.
No, it's not. I love you. I love it when people say things like that. It makes me feel so grateful.
So
alive. That was weird. They're not alive, that you exist. I'm going to shut up.
So, my dilemma. What do I do about having a sex dream about a coworker? I don't necessarily even find him attractive, but he was quite the star of my recent dream.
Mm.
And now I have to see him every day and find myself drifting and remembering parts of the dream. The worst part is he's engaged. So I really need to get over this. How do you stop feelings for someone? And what are your thoughts on the meaning of the dream? Do I just need to get laid? Love you guys. In brackets, don't be too mean. Well, CJ, welcome to the fucking party. Do you know what? I'm going to say nothing yet. I will tell you my views in a minute.
Sam,
take us away.
I've never had a sex dream.
Sam is lying.
I've never had a sex dream. Yeah, never about anyone. So I can't relate. But what I would say is get in that in your lunch break, right? Get in the break room, give them the eyes.
I knew you were going to say this. Okay.
And see if they attach.
Yeah, I mean, he's engaged.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, it's this little thing called listening, which helps.
Oh, yeah, he's engaged. Can't do anything then, I'm afraid.
Okay, wonderful. You've got nothing to say about this, have you?
Well, no one's had a sex dream about me, and I've never had a sex dream about anyone else, so I don't know how.
So I've never ever had a dream. We've discussed it multiple times before. However, I have been told I've been the...
Here we go.
The subject of sex dreams previously, and they're always very interesting to me.
Have you ever been told what you do in them?
I have asked for information, yes.
And we'll go on, give us just like a little tidbit.
Well, I didn't do it because it was a dream.
So yeah, but what were you doing in the dream?
It's weird because some sex dreams I don't believe. So when people have told me this, I don't actually believe they had this sex dream. I actually believe that they're just it's sort of subconsciously telling me what they actually want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, to make
it a reality. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Rather than it actually happening. Because some of them are just, that's just us fucking. You know what I mean? Like, what you've thought about there is not a sex dream. You've just thought about us fucking. I don't think that's a sex dream. I imagine a dream to be an actual sex dream. And I have had one that was really weird where someone told me that I was a chef and that they had come for dinner in, if you go to some nice restaurants, you have chef's table, and chef's table, it was very odd. So I was a chef. They'd come to chef's table with their husband, who was, and this is someone I know as well, by the way.
Oh, no.
And they'd come with their husband to chef's table, when you sit in the kitchen sometimes at chef's table, and then chef explains the food to them and explains what they've made and all that sort of stuff. And it's always a head chef, and it's normally in really fancy places. And apparently I was there in my chef's whites with a tea towel, which I kept just gripping, apparently. But anyway, I was explaining the food, but everything I was explaining of to what I'd made sounded sexual. And apparently she was squirming on the chair whilst her husband was sat next to her because they were celebrating an anniversary. So they were holding hands while she was squirming as I was explaining what I had cooked and about all the different ways that they should eat it and the flavours and how it would affect your taste buds. And, you know, when you put it into your mouth, it's like a moment just in heaven, like all that sort of shit. And then apparently what happened was she then proceeded to get her husband really drunk, send him home in a cab. And whilst I was cleaning up the kitchen at the end of the night, sort of like the, you know, when you're washing all the sides and that, I took her from behind across the...
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
It's like an erotic novel.
But this is what I imagine...
I pressed my hard member against the small of her back.
And in a kitchen, it's called a pass. And I took her across the pass and served her up. Is how it's explained to me. Now, that to me is a sex dream, all right? Because that is like an explained...
So let's say that's what CJ had.
Other people, it's just like, yeah, and then you fucking, like...
But let's say that... Let's,
smash me.
Let's say that's what CJ had, yeah. Right? So...
I want to know the sex dream.
But... The point being, right, is that I believe that you wake up and you have a bit of an infatuation about that person afterwards because of what you have of them in your mind's eye, right?
You guys were with me when I did Liv's podcast and we discussed this, didn't we? We discussed it. And she said, yeah, sometimes you wake up, because I've never had one. And neither have you.
I haven't had one before.
And you're not entirely sure why, but for some reason you think, God, is that person fit?
Yeah.
Do I fancy him? And you've never really thought that before. And it's almost like you suddenly then fancy him until it fucking... And I imagine that's probably what's happening. You've gone a little bit too far here, CJ, because you've put... Well, how do you stop feelings?
Yeah, I was just about to say, so you've basically now got feelings for a married man.
Yeah, I don't think you've got feelings. What you've got is...
An urge.
That's completely different to having feelings.
So take him into the break room, right?
So don't do that.
What he's saying.
I think you just need to listen. Having fantasies is not a problem. Do you know what I mean? It's no different, as long as you don't act on it, because he's obviously engaged, it's no different to, like, you know, Paul's fascination with Ryan Gosling. It's no different to Paul's sex dreams about Ryan Gosling. It's not going to happen. You're not going to act on them.
Or there is a chance that he's engaged to the wrong lady and that dream is a premonition.
But, see, this is what you don't want to do.
And
this is what you don't want to do. Do not look into this as there being an opportunity. Do not look for exploration.
What you should say is you should go up to him and be like, I'm going to be honest with you, I had a sex dream about you last night.
No, really, that is exactly what
and
you don't
do. And leave it at that. And then if he goes, what did I do? It's on.
No.
It's fucking on.
No, because every man is going to say, what did I do? Because we like to have our ego stroked.
Yeah.
There's no woman, if it's a sex dream and someone says, comes to you with a sex dream, they don't normally go, well, it was shit. It's normally quite good. So you want to hear it because then you can kind of semi-imagine. And it's all just a fantasy. Fantasies are fine. Don't worry about it. We all have fantasies.
Or just go, because then she goes, do I just need to get laid? Maybe get laid and think about the engaged guy.
Again, not the advice I'd give.
Really? Because if you're not doing anything, it's like shagging a ghost.
Yeah. What?
Well, because they're not real.
Sorry, the thought process behind this is a struggle for me.
Because, like, you're thinking of them, but they're not real.
But it's a real person.
Yeah. Or it's like shagging a Terminator. You know the T-1000s? Help me.
Do you know what? Sometimes you leave me speechless. I don't understand. Well, I mean, I don't think do that if you can help it, because I know a lot of people.
What if
do
you
it.
Can't help it?
But well, then think of someone else. That's absolutely fine. That's like, think of the fucking married man if you want. Just don't act on it. I just don't like the idea of people thinking about other people when they're shagging someone, because I think it's quite disrespectful.
No one's ever. Have you ever thought
think about
the person? Have you ever fucking. Thought about someone else when you're sleeping with someone?
Probably. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm disrespectful.
God, imagine being able to see in someone's mind. You're like, no, me.
I do struggle though, because genuinely, in all seriousness, I'm sure I have, but like, I don't think it's a regular thing where you think of someone else. I'm generally always thinking of the person that I'm fucking, because I think that's the biggest turn on, because it should be. That's what sex is about, no?
Yeah.
It's like
saucy.
Drifting away kind of makes me into other thoughts, kind of makes me think, why the fuck I should have just had a wank.
Think about your grandmother. Because sometimes, when they go, if you're about to, you got to think about your granny. I don't think about my granny. She's dead. One of them's alive, one of them's dead.
And if I think we're just going to leave that there.
Isla was her name.
Okay.
Nanny Isla.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
An old person name though, isn't it, Isla?
Just talking now.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been Staying Relevant, the bonus episode.
It has, and it has been something else. All right. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Ooh, remember, Trick Awards, vote. Link is in the bio.
Yeah, remember to vote for Staying Relevant, hosted by Sam Thompson, at the Trick Awards. Also, rate, review, and all the other crap that you do. Follow us and fucking blah, blah, blah. You get it. See you fucking next week. Ta-da.
We love you so much.
Bang, bang. Bye.
What a show. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.